Так, слышно меня?
Can the interpreter be heard?
Do you hear me?
Can the interpreter be heard?
Спасибо, господин председатель. Сегодня мы рассматриваем...
Thank you. We are currently looking at an extremely important issue. In fact, our whole discussion is focused on the characterization and definition of weapon systems. Lethal autonomous weapon systems. There have been a number of comments or interventions where we hear that we should not focus on the definition, but rather on characterization, which will help us to find some common ground and to make progress. In order to discharge the mandate of our group of governmental experts. Our delegation, in general, agrees with this approach. Of course, if there is no definition of the characteristics that has an extreme importance for the interests of IHL, and when it comes to military applications for these weapons systems, of course, it's important to respect moral and ethical norms and standards. It's a key part of our work. But we do not fully agree to say that, for example, we can use the fourth protocol of the Convention on Inhuman Weapons, and we believe that definitions are the starting point from which we can begin our work when we are reviewing measures pertaining to these weapon systems. The Russian Federation is one of the most active participants in drafting a definition and establishing a general interpretation of laws as part of the goals and missions under this convention. A working definition cannot, of course, limit itself to a current interpretation of laws. We need to take on board the idea that they may evolve in the future, and this must be applied across the board because the international community must be able to understand them, notably those working in the military, jurists and engineers and specialists in ethics must bear in mind the balance between humanitarian concerns and the legitimate security interests of states. The discussions that have taken place in the previous session of the group have not brought us to achieving a generally accepted definition of laws, and this is the result largely of attempts to introduce ideas such as meaningful human control and trying to establish categories which at the end of the day have nothing to do with law. We think that these approaches do not allow us to find effective solutions to the issue, and furthermore, these kind of characterizations adequate, meaningful, necessary, and so on risk polarizing opinion. Laws on the basis of meaningful human control will not allow us to find an appropriate definition of these systems, given that there are no control criteria, no human control criteria. We believe that these are superfluous criteria, in fact, because concrete measures and methods for control need to be the prerogative of states. In the context now of today's issue on our agenda, I'd like to remind you of the document proposed by Russia in 2018, CCW/GGE.1/ 2018/WP.6. And in this document, you will find all the approaches of the Russian Federation when it comes to drafting definitions for laws and for reviewing the characteristics of this kind of weapon. Allow me to recall also a definition that was proposed by the Russian Federation for laws, and I will read this in English.
Это fully autonomous systems and unmanned technical means other than ammunition that are designed to carry out combat and support tasks without any participation of an operator. Мы считаем, что это определение.
We believe that this definition is universal and acceptable in order to be able to discuss an understanding, a common understanding of laws as the most recent forms of weapons system, those using artificial intelligence notably. I thank you for your attention.